Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tech Talk is underway, and we invite you to get in now, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. We're into October. This is the magic month. If you have Windows 10, we will do a deep dive on the program again today. If you're running Windows 10, you probably have heard about this. What should you do? What shouldn't you do? We'll get into all of that with Doug today. But the number again, 651-461-9226. Here's the deal. If you text, it'll come right into the studio. If you call, that's great. You visit with Lindsey Brown, our producer, on the program as always today. And Doug, good to visit with you this extended summer, now into early October. Unbelievable.
Yeah, she's a hot one, but you know, it's been so nice that a hot one thrown in once in a while, it works out just fine.
Yeah, I can't complain. I know there's a lot of people that are ready for fall in the cooler temps. I know the hunters and so on and so forth. It's easier to get a lot of that fall yard work done when it's cooler, but I'll take another warm day or two. Sure, Doug.
That makes us appreciate the sleeping weather coming up day after tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. The good sleeping weather, great old term. You'll be able to throw the windows open. You know, it's kind of funny already this fall. We're still running the air, but there was a stretch already this fall where we had to have the furnace on and fire it up and. Change out the filters and switch the vents out. Now it's back to the air, but could need the furnace already again this week, certainly overnight.
Indeed. And, you know, Minnesota, you know, anybody that's lived here a while usually has available to them at arm's length four sets of clothes. That's just the way it is.
Oh, for sure. You don't want to put those coats into deep storage. You want to keep those handy. Doug, let's get started on the big topic right now. For those people, a lot of people still running Windows 10. Here in the middle of the month, just coming up days away, there's talk that you won't be getting updates for Windows 10. There's a different set of rules in Europe. Here in the United States, you could give Microsoft some money, not a huge dollar amount, and continue to get your updates for another year. There are plenty of options here. So, Doug, if you have a machine, let's start with this scenario. You have a Windows 10 machine, and you're capable of updating to Windows 11. Is that probably the path of least resistance going forward?
I don't know. I think I would just keep 10, but that's
right.
Me. And when I did do 11, I would probably go and I would get X Lite, which you can legally download Windows 11, put it on a machine that isn't even supposed to be capable of running Windows 11, and you're fine. You're good to go. So I don't think it's that big a deal. I think this, Steve, just between you and I and the fence post, I think the next several years is going to be real interesting for Microsoft. There are several new operating systems coming out that they're going to go head-to-head with Microsoft. And this is completely unprecedented. And, of course, I don't know if you've heard about the new, I think it's pronounced Hui, that big company in China.
I think it's actually Huawei.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
It seems to me. But, you know, every time I say it that way, somebody corrects me. But that particular operating system, I really want to play with. That's supposed to be able to put that on any device, and they'll talk to each other. I like that. I think there's going to be some pressure on Apple and Microsoft in the next year or so. And, of course, I think people are a little upset with Apple, too, because they've been promising us AI for 15 years. We haven't seen any.
Now, Doug, I want to jump in on operating systems from overseas. I think there is a lot of concern of hardware and software that has originated in China. Remember the whole Kaspersky controversy, antivirus, anti-malware. There was a lot of concern about that. Mm-hmm. In this case, would you rather deal with companies based here in the States?
Oh, I would for sure. But let's face it, no. China. I think we can trust China more than the general tone in the U.S. says we can. Now, think about this. Nearly every chip, every microchip is being processed in China. Well, they could be putting backdoors in them every day. I just think it's too big an issue that they don't want to start a world war any more than we do. So I'd probably be more trusting with China than Russia. But I've been buying Chinese products now, Steve, as you know, for 40 years. I think they deserve a little bit more respect than what we normally give them.
All right, let's circle back around to Windows 10. There is that option. If you have a machine that's capable to update to 11, you can do that. You can stand pat. And if you're just going to sit tight here in October on Windows 10, what should the operators of those machines do?
Oh, absolutely. The very first thing would be to download, install, and run Pervasor, PRIVAZER.com. And then, as soon as you get that happening, I would go to ChrisTitus.com, ChrisTitus.com, and I would locate and download the Windows utility. I think he's going to ask for $5 to give you that. Worth 10 times that all day long. Those two programs working together in a hand and a glove, I just think is just a cream de la creme. And even in Chris Titus's program, you can go to that fourth screen and you can completely shut off updates, which might be a good idea. I really think that because that way you have cut the umbilical cord. You want to make sure that your machine is logging on with a local account and not opening up to Microsoft Outlook.com or anything that's online to them, and shut off all your updates. If you're going to do this thing, do it right. Now be prepared. If you've got Office, that could create some issues for you, so you're going to want to find an alternative. Now, with that said, Steve, you and I both know there is a plethora of alternatives for an Office suite. Libre, and some of them, they look so much like Microsoft, it's just disgusting. And Microsoft has tried to sue them, but at the same time, I don't think they're being quite so successful as they used to be with that kind of nonsense. So, but find yourself ahead of time, find yourself a good Office suite, and just rock and roll. I would highly recommend that sometime this week or no later than next week, anybody that decides to stay with Windows 10, whether you purchase the upgrades for the security updates or not, you need to make sure you've got full copies of your data, all of it, at least three locations, your local computer, an external hard drive you keep at home, and something up in the cloud. Off-site. If you've got that done, you're pretty safe, even if you got to end up buying a new computer, which you don't, and going to a Windows 11. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting year this year, and next year I think it's going to start to heat up. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, and it is good news, and there are alternatives that you don't necessarily. Macs are really, really in good shape. Not going to bore you with the story, but at my full-time job, we had a firewall issue, and some users had difficulty getting into their email because the company I work for during the week, they use Google, that Google suite of services, and it works very well. But whatever, there was some sort of conflict, except for the Macs. The people that had Macs, and I don't have one at work, I have a Dell, the Macs were still able to get in and get through accessing Gmail, etc. But the Windows machines couldn't. And they finally sorted that all out. But but that was very interesting to me, and I think that illustrates, you know, when you're looking at buying a new machine, you know, Windows is still the market leader in Windows machines, laptops, desktops, etc. But sometimes there is an advantage to running a Mac.
Oh, absolutely. Off the top of my head, and I know nothing about that network, but it almost sounds to me like our Apple people have their own router, which very... And I've seen networks where Apple and PCs, they start to fight. It's like a little cat and a dog. And you can't really even find the end answer as to what was going on. But then all of a sudden, it'll just be fixed. It's really bizarre, that particular scenario. The biggest thing when you're trying to repair a machine or repair a network or find out what's going on with configurations is you got to find, can you replicate it? It's easy to fix these damn things once you figure out what's wrong.
Yeah.
Finding out how to fix it is the key. It's the issue. And something like that could just drive system administrators crazy. I'm glad they got it sorted. I really am. But as a web-based product, if you guys are opening up browsers and using, you know, Google Suite through a browser, that's really unusual what you had.
Yeah, it was. But the folks on the Mac were in good shape, and there were obvious workarounds for it, and we were able to continue to operate. But you could tell that they were a little bit puzzled, kind of like, hey, this is a new one. It all worked out in the end, and everyone was able to get their work done, fortunately. 318 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. And oh, by the way, you can be a part of the show, and you can be a big part of the show. 651-461-9226. You can text or call, visit with Lindsay Brown, and she'll put you through. And we'll get to that in a moment here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tech Talk continues on a warm, windy Saturday here in early October. And, oh, by the way, you can be a part of the show, 651-461-9226. And if you missed part of today's show or want to catch all our other episodes, feel free to go online, WCCRadio.com, and enjoy the podcast once again, WCCO Radio Tech Talk. And, Doug, let's jump to the text line right now. CenturyLink is dropping the Q.com effective October 21st. Were you aware of this? I wasn't familiar with it, Doug. I don't know about you.
They've been getting rid of this for 20 years. And they just hang on to it because people start to complain. I don't know what their big deal is. Leave it there. I can see where people are... It's not going to run like a normal server. This whole thing really began when CenturyLink decided to team up with Microsoft. These guys spent, I don't know, 6 or 7 months going back and forth with the lawyers, negotiating, and when the day got to there, they flipped the switch, and nobody knew who was going to do the support. It was just mass confusion for about 3 weeks. So that really did hurt CenturyLink, probably more than Microsoft. You know, nobody... I don't understand how that happens. It's like, well, we'll just avoid it. We'll just assume these guys will take care of the support. It's only the biggest expense they have, right?
Well,
it's almost comical.
You know, and Doug, here's the thing. And we've talked about this for years. And I guess I've always been leery. Having an email account associated directly with an internet service provider.
You bet.
And this goes back a long, long time. And I remember my wife, and I don't remember, I think before it was CenturyLink, it was Quest.
Yes.
And my wife had a Quest email. And trying to unwind that was, it was insane.
Yeah. Back in the day of dial-up.
Well,
you get your email set up, and that, you know, people didn't even think about it. I didn't think about it. But then all of a sudden, 3-4 months later, Sci-Hope, for example, opens up there. They're giving you faster speeds at 56K. It's much better connection. And they're talking about rolling out DSL in the next 3 to 6 months. And if you subscribe now, you'll save that amount of dollars. So then you switch, and you get that baby out. Where's your email? It's like you just didn't even think about it. But no. I couldn't agree with more. You do not want all your eggs in one basket online. And that's the same with domain names as well. You know, keep them separated. Keep control. And it's getting even more so. But, you and I actually had a U.S. West email account. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing about that. We're going to go to a call real quickly. And that is, when it comes to email, I'm a big believer, and we just want to throw this out. Keep your work email separate from your private email. And I would recommend having, you know, as you say all the time, use multiple browsers and have those available. I say have at least 2 email accounts. Right now I have 3, an old Yahoo account. I have a Gmail account I've had for years. And as I pointed out, I'm playing around with Proton. And
nice.
I spend a little money on the Yahoo account. And I spend a little money for extra storage on my Gmail account. The Proton right now is free.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but and you know, and that's a good thing to get people started. But, you know, in the rest of the planet, the word free doesn't mean kind of as much as it does here. Here we think of free, well, it's a free beer. It's a free turkey. It's free ham, whatever. But in the rest of the world, it's free. You can do with it what you want. It's the freedom to do with it like you own it. And, yeah, they're not going to bill you or anything like that, but I've always found that interesting that Germany and Sweden and Japan and even China, when they talk about the word free, it's more about freedom. It's really unique, I think, really unique. But I couldn't agree more. It's gotten to the point where you must have multiple email accounts. You have to. Just having an alias underneath the account, and especially if the only account you have is with Xfinity or with CenturyLink or whoever your provider is, they're going to have you take that. It's difficult to replace that Xfinity.com email with your personal email like Swinhart.com or WZTOTech.com. It gets difficult. They really don't want to do it because they like that having that control when you go to quit. Well, did you want to keep your email? Yeah, that'll only be $15 a month. Just outrageous. It's pretty goofy. I'm really glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I think it is an important one to keep in mind. And if you have work and personal emails, unwind that. You know, don't continue that practice.
Yeah, don't wait till you retire.
Yeah, let's go to the phone lines. Christina, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, you guys. I have a question about a Dell laptop. It's an Inspiron 5000 series. I just love this machine, but
I
screwed up about a year ago. It fell off the side of my bed, and it landed on the adapter, the electrical adapter.
Okay.
So it kind of broke off the side of the machine, and for about 6 months I could still use it. It wouldn't charge the battery anymore, but I could still use it just on electrical from the plug-in.
Uh-huh.
And eventually the wires kind of got all, well, they wore out and they broke off, so the whole adapter separated from the machine. So
yep.
I was told by an independent dealer that there was no way to fix this. I just need to take out the hard drive and buy a new machine.
Wow.
And
I'm not buying that. I'd have to see it before I'd made that termination, but I don't. That's rare. I think what you need is a new DC jack. They'll slip right on your motherboard, and now it will be like plugging it in new. And you may have to get a new AC adapter, too. But they're not that expensive anymore. And if you like the machine and you're comfortable with it, I'm not real big on throwing stuff away when it works. You know, if it's running and it ain't, well, I want to keep it. I want to get as much use out of it as possible. That's just good, smart, personal business.
Yeah, and Christina, thanks for the call on that. We're coming up on a break. I want to follow up on that, Doug.
Okay.
You know, get another opinion on that. There are a lot of repair shops around town that will replace cracked screens on a smartphone. They'll work on tablets. They'll work on computers. You know, Doug, you may take a look at it at some point. Here's the point, is that sounds like something very easy to repair.
Sure.
I probably got
the jack in my drawer.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't you agree, Doug, that, you know, if someone said, oh, you need a new computer, pull the hard drive and move on. I don't know
I'd say I got to think about it and I'd go find somebody else. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Get a second opinion.
Especially when it comes to power supplies and jacks. Sometimes people will break off a plug. There is somebody around, probably relatively close to where you are. Just look for a shop that works on smartphones and tablets and that sort of stuff. They might be able to help you out in the neighborhood. Wouldn't you agree, Doug?
Absolutely. These damaged DC jacks, those plug-ins, that's real common. They get bent up and beat up pretty bad.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt they get bumped. USB ports get damaged. That's usually why you have more than one on your laptop, et cetera, because they can get damaged. They can get dumped. Things happen, and they are repairable, for sure. And Doug and I have talked about it for a long time. If it's a good machine and it's running, that it is worth pursuing a repair. All right, quick break. We'll come back. More with Doug in a moment. It is Tech Talk here at 3:30. And the phone number on the program, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And for the folks that didn't catch the beginning of the show or missed part of it, we promise before the end of the show we'll circle back around and talk about Windows 10 and what Doug recommends. And that has to do with Pervasor and Chris Titus and some of the things he thinks you should do if you're running Windows 10 right now. And we'll have Doug repeat that before we say goodbye today here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in. We're on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4 o'clock. Podcasts available online at WCCORadio.com, and of course, just search WCCO Tech Talk and you'll find them. We have a large library of old shows that I think you will certainly enjoy. All right, Doug, let's get back to the Windows 10 thing before we run out of time at the end of the program. We talked about it right out of the gate. If you have Windows 10, you want to stand pat, what are the operators of Windows 10? What should they do right now? What do you recommend?
Well, you know, if I was going to do it step by step, the first thing I would do is make absolutely certain I could log on as a local account and not be tied to an online Microsoft account. Very simple. If you need to Google it or check out how to on YouTube, you probably have it done in half an hour. My next step would be to make absolutely certain that I had copies of everything that was important. And I mean full copies. Shade it, right-click, select copy, go over to wherever your target is, left-click in the folder that you want, right-click again and select paste, and just sit and watch it go. You'll be amazed how fast that goes. Once you got your data, download Pervasor and run it. Start with the free version if you prefer, but I'm going to encourage people, once you get using it and you see its value, donate some money. And same goes with Chris Titus. Chris Titus Windows Utility is getting all kinds of rave reviews from actually programmers on GitHub. So it's a cut above. It truly is. The two of them work like a hand in a glove. When you first install, you may actually have to disable Windows Defender to run Windows Utility first. But once you get that done, you're golden. You're good to go.
Yeah. Important reminders for sure, because I think as we get closer, and we're just days away from that deadline, and I said it a week ago, and I think it's worth throwing out there again. I just don't know why they put people through this.
They're trying to do the Apple theory, you know, like this, all the hype. You know, when Apple comes out with a new phone, they're masters at this. They've been at it now for many years, and they're good at, and it does pay. It's all about marketing. It really is. And I think Microsoft is wanting to make sure that people feel dependent upon them. They want people to think, oh, this is it. It's the biggest and the best, and you're not going to do any better. I'm not so certain that's true anymore. But that's, each individual should be able to decide that. And I just don't like this cramming new equipment down people's throat. I don't like that. To me, it's just, that doesn't feel like good business.
Yeah, but I think when you set deadlines and you make it very confusing on people or for what people need to do.
Oh, that's the worst.
You know, and that's the thing that has to be extremely frustrating. By the way, we have a text. We'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. People want Doug's contact info. Once again, Doug's phone number and email coming up right at the end of the program. And a quick follow-up, if you're running a Windows machine, Windows 10, Windows 11, whatever, Prevazor is a dynamite program. Have a Windows machine, you should be taking advantage of that for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm real pleased with these utilities. I really am.
It is very good stuff. Here's another good one. Switch to online newspaper. I still once a week get the Sunday Star Tribune, and it's just a joy to read the paper. I know it's old school, and eventually they're going to stop printing it here in the cities, and they're going to outsource the printing of the paper down to Iowa. But it's been a habit ever since I was a kid to grab the sports page. Love reading the sports page.
You know, there's some things in tradition, Steve, that should not go away.
Yeah. And I think just
reading the paper, I think that's one of them. I agree with that.
Yeah. And you know what? It doesn't need batteries.
Yeah.
You don't
if
need
the
to
power's
plug
out,
it in.
You can still get it. That's right.
Yeah. But someone did have a question along those lines. And my wife and both daughters, I don't have one. They have e-readers. They read a lot of books. Some are printed, real books on paper, the whole deal. And then they do a fair amount of e-books as well. Mm-hmm. And I believe on a lot of these e-readers, and they are designed to make it easy on the eye. If you have a newspaper subscription online, I recommend researching one of those, in my opinion. We have a text on it. There are tablets that do a really nice job. If you don't have to read the paper on your phone, and I get that, and you want a bigger screen, there's a lot of tablets and e-readers out there where you can get apps, you can get your newspaper app, or get a browser, and do it that way. That's what I would
recommend. You know, even Kindle has got white screen. It's nice to look at.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, the thing is, my wife and my youngest daughter, who still lives at home, use their e-readers a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about not using battery. They hardly use any battery.
Yeah, they're pretty nice machines. They've come a long way.
Yeah,
and they're not expensive.
They're not
anymore.
Very expensive.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
So I think go somewhere and check them out, your favorite retailer that sells electronics, and just check them out. Make sure that the newspaper you subscribe to and that app, you can get apps on the device, and then you should have no problem. And I agree. In a pinch, I'll read an article from the paper on my phone or read articles. I would prefer a bigger screen, be it a laptop or at very least something the size of a tablet.
You bet.
Yeah, and Doug, there are a lot of nice options when it comes to tablet. I know you can spend a lot of money. You can still get a pretty nice tablet, pretty nice screen for $100.
Well, I'm just going to throw this out there, Steve. When the Tesla Pi tablet comes out, grab one. That's going to be a sweet machine.
Yeah.
Very, very sweet machine. They're already sending out specs. And it seemed to me that they had three tiers, a $49, $99, and a $199, which is the cream de la creme. But these are going to be nice machines. Plus, he's going to do the same thing with these that he's planning to do with the phones. You've got internet from Starlink automatic, and it's at no cost. It's booted. It's supposed to be with the machine. So that's going to be exciting to watch this too. That's going to shake up the markets a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, for $100, $150, you're going to get a really nice tablet that's going to be very enjoyable to read the paper on. Doug, here's a good text. I just replaced the 2013 Lenovo ThinkPad with the new Lenovo Yoga with Windows 11 and MS Office installed. The older Lenovo had its hard drive replaced with an SSD. And wondering if they could still use that machine down the road. You know, what operating system you would recommend for that older machine?
Boy, you know, 3 weeks ago I had said Linux Mint, Linux Mint, Linux Mint. I'm not so certain that's true. I've been playing around with this AI operating system. This is slick. and it simplifies the AI, and it puts you in what appears to be control of that AI. I think that's going to be real interesting coming up. That, plus there's another operating system called Dream OS. This is another one that's looking good. It's just so fast and clean and good looking, and I think it's going to be just stable as a rock. And of course, we've got that Hua, or whatever it is, from China, which I don't think they're legal to actually sell here yet, but it'll get there. We'll get it there. And they're just a plethora of operating systems. But Linux Mint, the tried and true, is designed to make transition from Windows users to Linux to add to their repertoire an easy, easy process. And they've done a great job on this. And by the way, they've come out also with you can add an AI module. And I think it's going to get to the point to where the AI in one computer is going to be talking to the AI in the other, and it's going to solve a lot of the file format issues and the expired bandwidth. It's just a plethora of things I think is just going to be automatically fixed in the background, which is always a good thing if we can keep on running.
Yeah, and, you know, that older machine with a new operating system, you should still be able to run things like TurboTax, etc., if you wanted to.
Oh, absolutely. Well, then too, you know, like TurboTax and Intuit, they're all going web-based. So it's going to get to a point where it's not going to matter what operating system you have. It's just going to be all cloud-based. It's going to be software as a service. So it's going to be real interesting. This has been a fun industry to watch. Every year the big saying is the fun and learning never ends.
Yeah. But if that machine is still operating, there are tons of options out there as well to keep that machine operating, and an internet appliance, if you will, something to get online and get online safely and secure and do banking or whatever.
Another little avenue, they got this machine, it's laying up in the closet, right? Well, you know, I want to play around with some of the smart homes. I want to be able to control my lights. I want to be able to look and see if my garage door is closed. I want to connect it to my security system, but I don't want to be in the cloud to do it. I want to be all contained. That computer is perfect to play with. It's not your daily driver. If something goes wrong, it's not that big a deal. Unwind it. That, I think, is going to get to also be a big issue. We're going to be using more and more and more computers. There's a guy that called me last week and wanted me to help him set up a computerized solar inverter system so you could actually track and see it. Well, that's pretty simple, too. Hour and a half on the phone with him, and we're done. I mean, they've come so far with this stuff. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Quick break. We'll come back. Follow up on the tablets. What Doug recommends when it comes to tablets. I'm just poking around. $60. $100. You can go top of the line, you know, Samsung Android tablets. You know, $150. Really nice equipment. iPads are going to set you back a little bit more than that, especially for top of the line and fancy monitors. But we'll get into that in more detail. Circle back around to the text line. It is, of course, 651-461-9226. Quick break here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in for a few minutes. We'll have Doug's phone number and email momentarily. But we want to jump on a call before we say goodbye, and let's bring in Gordy. Gordy, you're on the air. Gordy?
Did we lose him?
Maybe. We'll try to get Gordy back. Doug, let's get back to Prevazor and Chris Titus.
Excellent.
Slow that down one more time. We've got a lot of feedback. It relates to Windows 10. If you're running a Windows 10 machine, you should be running Prevazor, any Windows machine. But what about the program from Chris Titus?
Yeah, it's called Windows Utility, and he's been updating it like twice a year. And this last update and the update before, it's just a gem. This thing will actually update your software as well. And it will install software, it will take software off, and it just does a great job. And if you happen to have a problem with it, this is the kind of guy he is. You can jump on Reddit, and Chris Titus at Reddit, and just put in a little note, I'm having trouble with this. Generally, within 24 hours, he posts an answer. I don't know where he gets all this energy. It's just a wonderful program, but the fourth section here, he can go in and you can just tell it to shut off Windows updates completely. And or you can just take just security updates. And I'm not so certain that once you have a local account, I don't know how Microsoft's going to sort this out. If they're pumping out updates for the UK and the EU, I think it's going to be real difficult to sort them out. I think there's going to be people in the U.S. getting security updates for the next several years and not paying for them. It's a feeling. I could be wrong, but it's a feeling.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah. I
think we've got Gordy back. Gordy, go quick.
I can't get him at all.
Yeah, we got a ton of phone problems with Gordy. All right, Gordy, maybe try again next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. Doug, a couple other things I want to get into, and we haven't touched on this in a while. And that is old equipment. If you have old equipment that you don't plan on updating, maybe you got a new computer, don't let it sit around. This can be donated. It can be donated to a good cause. There are a lot of those in town. We invite you to make sure that that equipment is properly disposed of.
Yeah, you got to be careful with this, especially with the new batteries and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all have to be responsible here. And the best approach is to call either your city or your county and find out what's available for you close. They're everywhere. And what you're going to find, chances are, is they'll take them and not charge you a penny, except for big TVs. They're going to have to charge for something like that. It's just not cost-effective to take that in. But as far as your computer equipment, make sure you just take out the hard drive if you're worried about some of that personal information. And if you want to destroy the hard drive later, you certainly can. But hey, I take that out because that's the key to everything that you've saved on there is on that drive. Other than that, just hand it off. And like you say, there are a ton of people who don't have a computer that aren't fortunate to have four or five machines in the house all at once running. So and can you imagine, Steve, being a junior high school individual and not having a computer trying to go to school? How could you do it?
Yeah, and there's so many good ones. You can put it in a Google search. There's Free Geek. There's Repowered.
Free
list
Geek is good.
Goes,
I like them guys.
Yeah, goes on and on and on. And they will give you a certificate of destruction, you know, so you can make sure that your information is on there. You can reformat. Doug, a lot of good tips to be able to wipe that hard drive before you donate without destroying the computer.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I really do think that, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I really believe in that. And as I've gotten older, I've got actually believe in it stronger. I think that that's really a good thing for the planet. It's a good thing for your pocketbook, as long as you're running properly. Now, there is such a thing, and I've been guilty of this myself in the past. Too cheap, I waited too long. Yeah, you don't want to be costing yourself money trying to be over frugal either. But there's a balance. But this equipment will run and run and run if you keep it clean and keep it running cool. It really should be almost virtual machines, unless they're playing around with firmware. But this is going to be a real interesting year coming up for the Christmas season.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, we're talking about iPads. I jumped on Amazon, and I went to the renewed section. Well, you're looking at saving $300-$400 on a brand new iPad. And maybe it was in the guy's hand for a couple of days. Full warranty, the whole nine yards. They've got some really good deals there, and there is a ton of them.
All right, Doug.
Combine that with Amazon Days coming up, Prime Days, it's going to be big.
All right, your phone number and email. We got to go.
Oh, thank you. Admin@WZZOTech.com. ADMIN at WZZOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve. Have a good weekend.
All right, Doug, take care. Stay cool. We have all the news. We have all the weather coming up at 4. And then we'll go outdoors with Steve Kearney. We'll get started on college football final.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.